What is the believer's prayer? Let me repeat that question. What is the believer's prayer? If you are ready, I am going to explain how you can receive Christ. You can receive Christ right now by faith, through prayer. Prayer is talking to God. God knows your heart and is not so concerned with your words as he is with the attitude of your heart. Perhaps there is not a Christian nearby who can pray with you, or perhaps you are a Christian who would like to lead a prayer with others who might be seeking to give their heart to God. Let me encourage you to consider a prayer like the following three examples. Just use any one that expresses your sincere feelings. Dear God, I believe you sent your Son to earth to give me a perfect example of love and to die for my sins. Thank you for giving to me so sacrificially. I acknowledge that I have lived my life apart from you. I have sinned against you. Please forgive me and come into my life. I want your peace and your presence. I give my heart to you. Show me what it means to love the way you first loved me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on a cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of the throne of my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And the third prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, amen. If one of these prayers, or one that expresses your acceptance of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, placing your faith and trust in Him, in your own words, expresses the desires of your heart, then you can pray right now, and Christ will come into your life, as He promised. The inspiration for the believer's prayer is this. Jesus said, as it is recorded in the Christian Holy Bible, John 5, verse 24, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Did your prayer message express the desire of your heart? Did you pray? Got questions? I hope so. If you are free to do so, let me encourage you to seek a Christian church that is nearby and go. If a Christian church is not nearby, why not bookmark the website http://ctc.tv so that you can return to use these resources. CTC.TV is a free access website to help you in your discovery and learning process. Its statement of faith is simply the Christian Holy Bible. It is not an organized, denominational religion resource. You do not have to sign up. No email address requests, no passwords, no fees or pleas, no cookies, and no advertisements. It is a free gift from CTC.TV for your own personal use, anywhere, anytime, and any place where you have the freedom to learn and live the faith of your choice. May I pause and let you reflect. Did you really want to consent to be redeemed by Jesus Christ? Are you still not sure how to ask in prayer? Why not just say the following with me? Jesus Christ, I want to know you. I want you to forgive my sins. I want you to change and direct my life. I want eternal life. And I believe you can do all these things. That you will do all these things. In your name I ask. Amen. So, did you ask in prayer? Let me ask you, do you want to hear His word? Go to the Bible Treasure Chest page on CTC.TV to link to free websites to provide you audio versions of the Holy Bible in many different languages. Thank you for listening to this message. As one wise observer stated, and I quote, "Faith is much better than belief. Belief is when someone else does the thinking. What do you think?" May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all God's people. Amen. This free message was brought to you by CTC.TV.